Right, we have with us Ed Rowe and Tony Cousins, and I'm going to hand over to Ed to tell us what you're going to talk about today. Ed, this is going to be a bit of a surprise to me, I think.
Thanks for having us again, Sally. Yes, we're back again today to talk about our headhunted service. Obviously, we've brought Tony Cousins along again from AC1 Recruitment, the man with lots of knowledge about recruitment in Cornwall. And this week, as ever, we're really keen to join up employers and employees, and we've been talking to our participants and looking at who wanted to be involved, and we've got questions for them. They emailed us questions, texted us, and tweeted lots of questions.
Okay.
So we thought today we would pose them to Tony and see what we got.
I was particularly interested in this because I saw something on the internet this morning, Tony, about the Penzance Job Centre, which had 400 unfilled vacancies, and I just wondered what's going on there.
Currently in Cornwall, on Monday of this week, I think the figure was 1,200
unfilled
vacancies. Now, they're not all top jobs and, you know, brain surgeons and accountants and things like that. That's right the way across. But bear in mind that only 29% of companies advertise in the job centre.
Right.
So if you do a quick calculation on your calculator there, how many did you see in Penzance?
Well, I thought I read 400 in 400,
Penzance.
400,
that's about right, yeah. So the 11 or 1200 that are advertising the job centre at the moment is only 29% of the vacancies out there.
Wow.
Mm.
Okay, so where are we going with this, Ed? What angle are we taking?
Well, it's interesting, Tony, to say that because we found in our early studies that a lot of people found discovering a well-paid job in Cornwall quite a frustrating experience, and one thing we had quite a lot was it's all about who you know in Cornwall.
Oh, the Cornish Mafia.
Maybe. Mm. Maybe. So with that in mind, we've got some questions here. So shall I pose a couple of these to you, Tony?
Yeah. See where we go? Yeah, ready to go.
Actually, talking about the job centre, and Sally Stouts, this first one's quite relevant, I suppose, with regards to the jobs you mentioned. Bob in Penryn, he emailed us this morning and said, where can I find professional jobs in Cornwall?
Who's that from?
That's Bob in Penryn.
Okay. The thing to do, Bob, really, and a bit of clarification on professional, but I'm going to assume you mean something like accountants, solicitors, etc., etc., that type of thing. One of the things I'd recommend you do is to make sure that you are in contact with all of the recruitment agencies in Cornwall. When I started off AC1 in 1999, there were 22 recruitment companies. If you go on to something like Yale.com and put recruitment agencies Cornwall, you'll find you'll get about 57 now. So it's one of those expanding industries because everybody thinks they can do it.
What about those jobs aren't going through the agencies? What happens then?
They're unadvertised vacancies. Okay,
yeah.
Let's take an example. Let's assume you are an ACCA qualified accountant, which is a reasonable qualification to have, a chartered accountant, and you're not sure where these jobs are. The way to do it, it's a long, slow, laborious process, but you need to put in the effort when you're unemployed. So where does he live?
Penryn.
The first thing I would do, Bob, is it Bob?
Yeah.
Bob from Penryn. The first thing I recommend Bob does is to just Google accountants Penryn. From doing that, he's going to get a list of probably 20, 30 accountancy companies. He then wants to commence to do some research on those companies. So again, Google their websites, have a good look at their websites, find out a little bit about the company, maybe highlight just two of the ones he's aware of, and then begin to put together a presentation for that particular company. It could be that they are not advertising, but a very attractive CV and presentation can very often get you in front of the person that doesn't even know that they're looking.
Funny you should say that, because we've got a question here from a chap called Ben, and he's asked, should I approach employers directly that I'm interested in working for? If so, how?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Yes, the answer to that is yes, but it's the way that you do it is critical.
Yeah.
What you don't want to be doing is going and knocking on their door, and what you also don't want to be doing is to get a standard CV and stick it into to whom it may concern and wrap it through their letterbox. Not the way to do it. As you know, at AC1, we have a division now called the Career Consultant, where we offer a one-day workshop backed up with 4 weeks of one-to-one mentoring and coaching. And on that course, you'll find the way of doing this, the way of approaching